What happened to Curtis Wilcox was simple. A veteran county drunk, one Kurt himself knew well and had arrested 6 or 8 times, took his life. The drunk, Bradley Roach, didn't mean to hurt anyone. Drunks so rarely do. That doesn't keep you from wanting to kick their numb asses all the way to Roxburgh, of course. Toward the end of a hot July afternoon in the year 01, Curtis pulled over one of those big 16-wheelers, an interstate land cruiser that had left the four-lane because its driver was hoping for a home-cooked meal instead of just another dose of I-87 Burger King or Taco Bell. Kurt was parked on the tarmac of the abandoned Jenny station at the intersection of Pennsylvania State Road 32 and the Humboldt Road, the very place, in other words, where that damned old Buick Roadmaster showed up in our part of the known universe all those years ago. You can call that a coincidence if you want to, but I'm a cop and I don't believe in coincidences. Only chains of event which grow longer and ever more fragile until either bad luck or plain old human mean-heartedness breaks them. Ned's father took out after that semi because it had a flapper. When it went by, he saw rubber spinning out from one of the rear tires like a big black pinwheel. A lot of independents run on recaps with the price of diesel so high they just about have to, and sometimes the tread peels loose. You see curls and hunks of it on the interstate all the time lying on the highway or pushed off into the breakdown lane like shed skins of giant black snakes. It's dangerous to be behind a flapper, especially on a two-lane like SR-32, a pretty but neglected stretch of state highway running between Roxburgh and Statler. A big enough chunk might break some unlucky follow driver's windshield. Even if it didn't, it could startle the operator into the ditch or a tree or over the embankment and into Redfern Stream, which matches 32 twist for twist over a distance of nearly 6 miles. Kurt lit the bar lights and the truck pulled over like a good boy. Kurt pulled over right behind him, first calling in his 20 and the nature of his stop and waiting for Shirley to acknowledge. With that done, he got out and walked toward the truck. If he'd gone directly to where the driver was leaning out and looking back at him, he might still be on planet Earth today. But he stopped to examine the flapper on the rear outside tire, even gave it a good yank to see if he could pull it off. The driver saw all of it and testified to it in court. Kurt, stopping to do that, was the last link, save one, in the chain that brought his boy to Troop D and eventually made him a part of what we are. The very last link, I'd say, was Bradley Roach, leaning over to get another brewski out of the six-pack sitting on the floor in the passenger footwell of his old Buick Regal. Not the Buick, but another Buick, yes. It's funny how, when you look back on disasters and love affairs, things seem to line up like planets on an astrologer's chart. Less than a minute later, Ned Wilcox and his sisters were short a daddy, and Michelle Wilcox was short a husband.